Okay, my name's Keith Walker. I'm cohort 19, and my two capstones, my front end was called Builds, and my current one is, I'm calling it Deckord right now. I'm not 100% on a name yet, though.
So. Yeah, well, this is, you've been doing this for a whole year.
Yeah.
You're one of the evening cohort graduates, and today's a big day. You got some cool projects you're going to share about, but first, what were you doing before NSS? How did you decide on doing this?
So I was doing contracting work. I've worked on and off for the same company for about 6 years now. And so I work at Fort Campbell, just doing like pretty much lawn work, stuff like that. But I decided about a year ago I wanted to do something that didn't require being out in the sun 12 hours a day. So I naturally was like, I should do something with computers, because I've always been into computers since I was about 8. So
here you are. How is it to feel connected to this again in a deeper way?
It feels good. I took a C++ class, two of them, in college when I was 19. So it was, I enjoyed it back then. It was one of the only classes in college I enjoyed. So it was kind of like I already knew the answer when I thought about it and wanted to start doing something else. So it definitely feels like I made the right choice.
You're in the right place.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what you've been working on. Whichever project you want to start off with, what is it and how did you build it?
Okay, yeah, so Deckord is, it's a Magic the Gathering website application, but there are a few of them out there. Well, not a few, there's a lot of them out there to kind of like manage your collection, because I think there's over like 200,000 different cards out
there. There's 200,000 cards?
It's either 20,000 or 200,000.
It's still either one.
I can't remember which one, but yeah, I wanted to build something to kind of like manage your collection and like be able to get like a valuation of your collection. And then not only that, but like have a way to virtually build decks, maybe with cards that you don't own, to kind of like theory craft and just work on that in general. And I wanted to do it for my front-end project, but was advised not to because of the amount of data that I would have been dealing with. And I definitely am glad that I waited, because it was challenging even now, 6 months later. So,
right. Anything else you want to add to the tech part of, or how you, anything else?
I mean, I guess, yeah, the data, dealing with it, and like, because it comes in as JSON data, and then I have to like parse through that to a C# class, back to the front end, and then I also have it where, because it's using a Scryfall API, an external API, but I wanted it to not be completely dependent on that. So when somebody like wants to add a card to their collection, I take that JSON data back and then parse through it again and then put it into the SQL database locally. So that was, I'd say, the most challenging part, the structures of the data. And, you know, there's so many different types of cards and each one has a different data structure than the last. So that was, yeah.
Very cool. How about your other project?
My other project was built. It's like a Lego site. My kid is really into Legos, and he uses like a Facebook Messenger, but like the kids' version. And he talks to like some of his friends on there. Like, you have to set it up through a parent account. And I thought it would be cool for kids to kind of have like a website to like be able to upload. Maybe not just Legos, but I focused on the Lego part, but just to like upload pictures and share with people. And it's a really easy website to use, and it kind of fit in perfectly with the front end stuff. So I built it out with React and put his Lego builds up there. So
it's like Legos are having a moment right now more than ever.
Yeah, he's He's definitely into them a lot. It's like his entire room is just stacked with Legos. So it was fun working on that, and he actually used it, so he liked it.
Really cool. And final question is, how, when you think about the future, what are you wanting to do next? Do you think it's going to be more front-end work or back-end work, or what are you looking forward to?
I like all of it. I liked everything that I've learned so far here, but I definitely feel like I caught on to the back-end stuff a little bit quicker, and I enjoyed it a little bit more. But at the same time, like, I love building front-end projects as well. So I would be open to anything, really, but if I had to pick one, I guess I would pick, you know, more server-side stuff, so.
Super good. Super cool. All right. Well, that's all I have. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to hang out with us.
Thank you. Yeah.